Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Matthews Roofing, Raise the Roof Game Highlights, brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is now the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing, quality, integrity, and customer care, serving Chicagoland since 1934. Well, this game turned out to be a long one. We go back to the early part of the game, the first quarter. It was pretty much a volley of punts early on. Two teams exchanged punts, total of five times, till the Wildcats took over at midfield with 3:42 to go in the first. It only took them three plays to get in. The big play, a 47-yard pass from quarterback Brendan Sullivan to wide receiver Malik Washington. It got him down to the four-yard line. One play after they gained 3 yards down to the one, and then Sullivan would call his own number. Second down and goal. Cats have had some issues down close. See if they can punch it in right here and take the lead. Sullivan under center, sneaking for it. He's in. Touchdown, Brendan Sullivan. First touchdown of his career. And the Wildcats strike first here in College Park with 2:54 to go in the first quarter. That lead would not last very long, however. The Terrapins were on the drive as the first quarter ended. The big play, a 28-yard pass from the quarterback Edwards to his tight end Dychus. That got it into Northwestern territory. And then another big play to Rakeem Jarrett, a 16-yarder, got it down inside Wildcat territory, even closer, and eventually to the 14-yard line of the Cats, where Hemby would take it in, and the game was tied at 7-7. But the Wildcats would answer right back. They put a scoring drive together, aided by a couple of pass interference penalties on the Terrapins, and Adam Stage would boot a 24-yard field goal to put the Wildcats back in front 10-7. Then after a three and out by the Terrapins, which included a sack by the Wildcats' Rod Hurd, Cats took over on their own 17-yard line. They would march it down the field, 12 plays using over 4 minutes. They eventually got to the Maryland 10. Third down, 4 yards to go. Bunch formation tight to the right. Sullivan dumps it off. Hull's got a 10-yard line to the 5. He'll walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Evan Hull. 10 yards, Sullivan to Hall, and the Wildcats extend the lead with 4:50 to go in the first half. The Terrapins again would answer, starting from their own 12. The key play on a 3rd and 9 from their own 13. Edwards would connect with his wide receiver, Jacob Copeland, out to the Maryland 24-yard line. They would benefit from a couple of defensive penalties, a holding call, and a pass interference call in the end zone, but the Cats' defense would stiffen and forced a field goal try. Chad Ryland booted it through from 20 yards out with 8 seconds to go into the half, and at halftime, the Cats led it 17-10. They got the ball first in the third quarter. They appeared to have something going. They were on the drive, but Brendan Sullivan would be intercepted by Dante Trader of the Terrapins, and the Terps took over at their own 46. From there, they went 54 yards in 8 plays. Roman Hemby, an 18-yard touchdown run to tie the game at 17-all. The Wildcats punted it back to the Terps, just a 15-yard punt, giving them the ball at the 35-yard line. They overcame a sack and a defensive holding call, aided by a defensive holding call, I should say, and got it down to the 30-yard line of the Wildcats, where the Terps would go to the air. Second down, a long 9 for Edwards and the Terrapins. They'll give it off. No, Edwards is going to go to the air, looking down left side. Man, wide open inside the 10. Jarrett to the 5. Touchdown, Maryland. 31 yards. And Jarrett all by himself inside the 10. Just had to wait for the ball to get there. Billy Edwards, Jr., with his third touchdown pass of the season, and Maryland takes the lead for the first time today. They had the lead 24-17 into the fourth quarter. The Wildcats, again, on the drive, starting from their own 25. They had fourth and four across midfield at the Maryland 44, but on fourth down, Sullivan's pass to Donnie Navarro ended up resulting in a two-yard loss. Maryland then put another drive together, taking over in near midfield. They would march it down close, but then a bad snap, which Edwards had to fall on, and ended up being a loss of yardage on that play, followed by a sack by Adetamo Adebare, forced a field goal try, and Chad Ryland missed it, giving the Cats hope. And they took over at their own 28 with 6:24 to go. They would go 72 yards in nine plays. And the end of the drive, Andrew Clare would carry not once, not twice, not three times, but four straight times, the last time from 9 yards out. So Andrew Clare, back-to-back carries, gets the Cats in the scoring position right here with 3:44 to go in the fourth quarter. 24-17, Maryland Cats threatening. There goes Clare again, takes it wide left, makes the turn to the five, end zone, touchdown! Three straight carries by Andrew Clare, that one 9 yards for the touchdown, and the Wildcats are within an extra point of tying the game with 3:34 to go. And actually, four straight carries. There was one more in there, I think 24 yards total of those four carries. We were all even with 3.5 minutes remaining. Cats kicked off to the Terps. Touchback, they would start from the 25-yard line. They didn't have the ball for very long. On first and 10, Maryland from their own 25-yard line. Here's Hemby, left side, burst through across the 35 to the 40. It's a foot race. He's to the 40 of the Wildcats. Devin Turner giving chase, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Maryland. Can you believe it? 75 yards for Hemby, his third touchdown of the game. And just like that, one play, Maryland goes back in front. Cats still had the ball with time, but Sullivan on a deep ball was intercepted, and that pretty much ended it. Maryland then put a drive together to eat up the remaining time in this game, which at that point there wasn't a whole lot anyway. They ate up the final 3 minutes, and the final score 31-24.